praise the Lord. Hope you've had a blessed week. God has been real good to you, and I know that He has. I want you to pray for me today. I'm like Pastor. Don't really have no bad news, but I got some good news. I've got about a 10-minute message. I know that'll make some of you happy. I'll try to stretch it out a little bit so you won't feel disappointed. Don't feel like you've been cheated this morning by coming to the house of God. I want you to pray for me. I'm a little nervous this morning for some reason. Sometimes I get nervous behind the pulpit. I was about to get over it, and I saw Mother and my sister slip in the door. If I knew Mother was coming, I'd have dressed a little nicer. But y'all pray for me. No, just kidding. My mother is, she's an awesome lady of God, and I think this might be the first time we've been in church together, and God, I don't know when, but I'm glad that she's here this morning. I'm glad that you're here. Amen. God is such an awesome God. And God works in amazing ways. He never ceases to amaze me how that He works. Y'all pray for me. I'm just going to ramble for just a minute till I feel like the Lord wants to turn me loose. But God just, He amazes me how that He works. He works in such awesome ways, and He rearranges things. And he's a God that's able to pick up all your broken pieces and put them right back together, and everyone be in the right place and no parts missing. Amen. How many of you have ever put together a swing set? 10 million pieces. And if you don't stay with the instructions, at the end of the day, you've got it put together, but you got a lot of stuff left over. Amen. I'm glad that God is a God that's able to put us together with no parts left over. Amen. Hallelujah. If you got your Bible, turn to 1 Kings chapter 18. And I don't know if this qualifies as preaching this morning, but this is what I feel like the Lord would have me to do. 1 Kings chapter 18. Very familiar scripture. I've preached from these verses of scripture several times, but I don't think I've ever preached it just like I'm going to preach it this morning. And I was praying last week about what God would have me to preach on. And one of the hardest things that you know if you're a preacher is not a message, but what God wants you to preach on. The Bible's full of messages. But God needs a message for a certain time, for a certain people. Amen. And if you're here this morning, I believe that God has got a word for somebody. And I was praying, and God led me to 1 Kings chapter 18. And I was thinking about this. This has been preached. If you've been in church any time at all, you've heard this message preached. Or from these verses of Scripture, you've heard this. And I was praying about it, and I felt like that was the way that God was leading me to 1 Kings chapter 18. And I went home, and I pulled up some YouTube preaching, and Kevin Wallace was preaching, and he was preaching my Scriptures. And the title of his message was, 100% Chance of Rain. And that's a good thought. Boy, that's good stuff right there. And I went home after church Wednesday night, and I turned on the TV. Stephen Furtick was preaching coming out of a drought. And I thought, oh my goodness, people are watching this. But I feel like that God kept leading me to this passage of Scripture. And I studied and I prayed, and I felt like I've got my outline that God wants me to preach this morning. And I started the church this morning. I turned on the radio, and you know what, I ain't got to tell you. Mark Job was preaching on Elijah. He said he was a man that prayed and it rained. So I want to read these verses of Scripture in 1 Kings chapter 18. And you pray for me. And Elijah said unto Ahab, get thee up, eat and drink, for there is a sound of abundance of rain. So Ahab went up to eat and to drink, and Elijah went up to the top of Carmel, and he cast himself down upon the earth and put his face between his knees, and said to his servant, go up now, look towards the sea. And he went up and looked and said, there is nothing. And he said, go again 7 times. And it came to pass at the 7th time that he said, behold, there ariseth a little cloud out of the sea like a man's hand. And he said, go up, say unto Ahab, prepare thy chariot and get thee down, that the rain stop thee not. And it came to pass in the meanwhile that the heavens were black with clouds and wind, and there was a great rain. And Ahab rode and went to Jezreel. And the hand of the Lord was on Elijah, and he girded up his loins and ran before Ahab to the entrance of Jezreel. I want you to pray for me this morning. I hadn't titled this message. Maybe I'll title it, I don't know what. But we've preached this message, and I've preached this message. I hear the sound of abundance of rain. Come on now. I've preached it that way, and it's good stuff, and I like it, and there's a lot of truth in it. There is a sound of an abundance of rain. But that's not what the Bible says. The Bible says, for there is a sound of abundance of rain. He didn't say, I hear the sound of abundance of rain. He said, there is a sound of abundance of rain. Just because there is a sound doesn't mean everyone is going to hear it. Amen? Now, you've heard the saying, if a tree falls in the woods and there's nobody there to hear it, does it make a sound? Or maybe you've heard that saying, if a man makes a statement and there's no woman there to hear it, does that still mean he's wrong? Just because there is a sound doesn't mean that everyone is going to hear it. First of all, you could be deaf. You could be physically impaired that you can't hear a sound. Amen? Now, you could be spiritually impaired that you can't hear the sound. Amen? Because there's a physical impairment and there's a physical and a spiritual deafness. In 2 Timothy 4, Paul told Timothy to preach the word. Be instant in season, out of season, reprove, rebuke, exhort with all longsuffering and doctrine. Amen? For the time will come when they will not endure sound doctrine, but after their own lusts shall heap to themselves teachers having itchy ears, and they shall turn away their ears from the truth and shall be turned into fable. We've arrived at that place. Amen. I'm so thankful that we are here at the Fort Payne Family Worship Center. I'm so thankful that we have men and women of God that are still preaching and teaching the truth. Amen. But if you look at our worldwide, if you look at this nation, if you look around this world, we have arrived at this place where people don't really want to hear the truth. Amen. They want you to tell them what they want to hear. I ran into a lady the other day and I was talking to her and she was telling me these things. And I looked at her and said, are you wanting to hear the truth or you just want me to agree with you? Amen. But we've arrived at that place. Amen. So we have arrived at that place. Another reason people cannot hear a sound is because they're too far away. Now, there's a train going down that track right out there. Right now, there's a train going down that track. But I can't hear it because I'm too far away. Amen? So there's a reason that you can't hear. Maybe you're deaf, maybe you're physically deaf, spiritually deaf, or maybe you're too far away to hear a sound. Amen? You pray for me and we'll get through with this as soon as possible. Make it as painless as possible. I quoted the scripture Wednesday night in 1 Corinthians 2. I have not seen, ear hath not heard, neither has it entered into the heart of the man the things that God has prepared for them that love Him. But the Spirit has revealed it unto us. Amen? The Spirit has revealed it unto us. Ears hath not heard. The Spirit allows us to receive from God. How many of you agree with me that the Spirit of God will allow you to hear things through the spiritual ear that you wouldn't normally hear? Amen? God speaks to me. I don't know about you, but I can be riding across that yard in that old dirty forklift and dust blowing around everywhere. I'm lucky now. I got air conditioning and I got heat, but dust still gets in there. And I can be blowing across that yard and God will just speak to me. Oh, you don't really mean that, do you, brother? Absolutely, because God is still a God. It's still speaking to His people. The Spirit allows us to hear the sound from God. The reason a lot of people are not hearing our sound is because they don't have the right receiver. Amen? Now, there are all kinds of sounds going through this building this morning. There's all kinds of sounds going through this building right now. Even as I'm standing here, there's sounds going through here. But we can't hear them because we don't have the right receiver. Amen? But you know what I can do? I can get an FM receiver and I can set it up on that pulpit and I can turn to the right channel and I can hear gospel music. Amen. I can get an FM receiver and have the right receiver and set it right here and turn it to the right channel and hear some real good preaching. I can hear all kind of things if I've got the right receiver. How many of you know that you're tapped into the right receiver and you're just not on the right channel? Amen. You've got to get hooked up with the Holy Ghost and you've got to get on the same page that He's on to receive that sound. Oh, my goodness. Now, there's all kind of sounds going through there. But Elijah said there is a sound of abundance. Look at your neighbor and say, can you hear it? Come on now. Can you hear it? There's sound of abundance. But can you hear it? Amen? See, when you're living in abundance, you're not just getting by. Amen? Come on now, we're a blessed people. God's been so good to me, I can't even believe it myself. I have to pinch myself sometimes to see if it's really real. Because God has blessed me in so many ways. Amen? But we're so blessed and God's blessed us in so many ways. I've got a good job. I've got a good home. I've got a good family. God has blessed me abundantly. I'm living good. I'm living large. I'm living the dream. Ever how you want to say it, that's the way that we're living. Amen? Hallelujah. First thing you've got to live when you're living in abundance is abundance of grace. How many of you this morning are thankful for grace? The grace, the unmerited favor of God. I'm not here this morning because I deserve to be here. I'm not blessed because I deserve to be blessed. I'm not where I am because I deserve it. I'm here only by the grace of God. So I'm living in abundant grace. There is a sound of abundance. Hallelujah. Can you hear it? Can you hear that abundant sound? Hallelujah. Romans 5:17 said, for if by one man's offense death reigned by one, much more they which receive abundance of grace and the gift of righteousness shall reign in life by one, Jesus Christ. Now, Elijah said, there is a sound of abundance of rain, R-A-I-N. Amen? But Paul said, there is a sound of abundance of rain, R-E-I-G-N. Amen? How many is living and reigning with Christ right now? Hallelujah. Come on now. We talk about living and reigning with Christ, and the first thing that we talk about is the millennial. Amen. And I'm excited about the millennial. And I'll tell you this, and I'm not even going to charge you for it. What you do down here in this life establishes your position in the millennial. Amen. But I'm living and reigning with Christ right now. I ain't got to wait till I get over yonder. I ain't got to wait till the 1,000 years. I'm living and reigning with Christ right now. He's my friend. He's my buddy. Amen. I can wake up in the middle of the night, Pastor, and I don't even have to dial the number. I don't even have to text him. Amen. All I got to say is Jesus, and he's right there. Amen. He's a friend that sticks closer than a brother. Hallelujah. Praise be unto God. Elijah said there is a sound of abundance of rain, R-A-I-N. That abundant grace, God's unmerited favor, I'm fixing to say something. Don't want to scare nobody. But you cannot out-sin the grace of God. Amen? Now, I'm not offering you a license to sin. That's not what I'm saying at all. Don't you misinterpret what I'm trying to say. But let's just go ahead and shut the corn down. We all do it. Amen? Amen? We do it. I don't do it intensely. Well, wait a minute. Sometimes I do. Amen? But you will not out-sin the grace of God. What I'm really trying to say, Pastor, is there may be some people out there and you think you went too far. You think you've been too bad. You think you've messed up too many times that God can't save you. But you cannot out-sin the grace of God. I hear a sound of abundance of grace. Or there is a sound of abundance of grace. I knew I was going to do that. I knew I was going to say I hear it. I don't hear it. There is an abundance of grace available to you and me. Amen? Hallelujah. Romans 10:18 says, their sound went out into all the earth, and their words into the ends of the world. Amen? Hallelujah. For there is a sound of abundance. But another reason some people can't hear a sound because they're preoccupied. Oh, my goodness. They're preoccupied. Now, I have a hearing impairment. I have a difficulty hearing things. And I've been to the doctor, and they checked me. And they said, you have a hearing impairment, and your trouble is that you can't hear high pitches. You can't hear things that are they're high pitch. And there'll be certain people that you'll talk to that you can hear fine. But there'll be people that you talk to that has a high-pitched voice that you won't be able to hear them. And guess what? My wife is one of those people that's got a high-pitched voice. How blessed can a man be? Just kidding! But you'll say, you're just not listening. Come on. And all the men said, amen. You're just not listening. And this is what really happens. Sometimes I'm not listening because I get preoccupied with things. I can be sitting at work and I don't talk on my or look at my phone a lot at work during break. Sometimes I do, sometimes I don't. But if I ever get my phone out and I'm looking at something on my phone, you can forget me. I've done checked out. I've had people sitting right beside me, talking to me, asking me questions. I don't hear a word they say because I'm preoccupied with something else. Amen? He said their sound went out into all the world. And the verse goes on, and you can read it later in Romans chapter 10. It says, the sound went out into all the world. He said, did they not hear it? They did not hear it because they were preoccupied. All through the Old Testament, there was a sound went out. The Messiah's coming. He's going to be born to a virgin. He's going to be born in Bethlehem. He's coming. Get ready. And the nation of Israel, they was preparing themselves for thought they was. Amen. But when he come, the Bible said that the sound went out, but they were preoccupied by their own righteousness, by their own rules and their own religion, that they did not hear the sound of forgiveness. How many of you this morning is glad that the sound is still going out and people are still being saved and people are still coming to the Lord? Amen. Hallelujah. Y'all just keep clapping and keep praising because it just makes me want to preach harder. That's the last amen I'll get. Hallelujah. Where did I get to? Now, many Jews who looked for the Messiah refused to believe him when he came because they were preoccupied with their own righteousness. In our text, Elijah said, for there is a sound of abundance of rain. Is there anybody here that needs to come out of a drought? Now we're going to shift gears. Is there anybody sitting under the sound of my voice, you need to come out of a drought? I'll preach Stephen Furtick's message. Amen? You're going and you're doing and you're living, but for whatever reason, it just seems like there's no sowing and there's no reaping and things are dry and things are brittle and things just ain't happening. Hey man, and you're ready for a change. You're ready for change and you're ready for things to get better. Amen. Amen. But I got some good news for you. There's 100% chance of rain. Come on now. There is 100% chance of rain. It's going to rain. Amen. The Bible said Elijah went up to the top of Carmel and cast himself down upon the earth and put his face between his knees. Now, he was in a position of prayer. Amen. How long has it been since you buried your face in the carpet? Come on now. How long has it been since you really got down and you got serious with God? I know that you can pray anywhere. I can pray going down the road. I can pray standing up. I can pray jumping up and down. I can pray standing on one leg. Amen. But how long has it been since you really got down and put your face between your knees and buried your face in the carpet or in the dirt or whatever and you called upon the name of the Lord? Elijah was in a position of prayer, but the Bible didn't say what he prayed. Amen? I don't know about y'all, but I look at stuff like this. Well, that's easy. I know what he prayed. Bible says in the New Testament, he prayed that it wouldn't rain. And for 3.5 years, it didn't rain. Then he prayed again, and the rain came. Amen? So I believe, and I'm pretty sure, that Elijah prayed, Lord, send down the rain. My prayer is this morning, God, send down a Holy Ghost rain on the Fort Payne Family Worship Center. Amen? That we can see your miracles and power manifested in the household of faith. Send down a spiritual rain. How many of you been in a dry place? I feel like I've been pretty close to God here lately. I feel like I've been trying right and doing right. Hadn't been perfect by no stretch of the imagination. But I feel like I've been striving. But I think there's more. And I think it's available. Amen. There is a sound of an abundance of rain. Hallelujah. Elijah said to his servant. Now I'm zipping through this. Y'all pray for me. Elijah said to his servant, go up now and look towards the sea. And he went up and looked and said, there is nothing. Now the Lord dropped this in my spirit this morning. We've been talking about hearing, but now we're talking about looking. That's what I wanted to title my message this morning. Hearing, looking, and feeling. Amen. The Bible also says, eye hath not seen the things that God has prepared for them that love Him, but God has revealed them to us by His Spirit. See, God has already got your cloud prepared. You just might not be seeing it. Come on. God, He said, it has not entered in to the eyes. You have not heard. Neither has it even entered into your heart the things that God has prepared for those that love Him. Now, if I'm understanding the right prepared, amen, it's there. It's available. We're just not seeing it. We're just not hearing it. And we're just not feeling it. Amen. Now, I know this thing ain't based on feelings. Amen. But I like to feel something every now and then. I like to feel what I'm feeling this morning. Amen. I like to feel the power of the Holy Ghost sweep over me. Amen. Now, I said that God just dropped this into my spirit this morning. But on the seventh time, the servant said, behold, behold, that's all it takes. It's just a little bit of faith. But you know what we'll do? Brian Rowe, come here. Run, trot. Brian, run back there at the back door and tell me what you see. You're going to have to run a little faster than that, brother. Elijah told the servant of God, he said, go up to the mountain and tell me what you see. Amen? What'd you see, Brian? He didn't see nothing. Thank you, sir. Thank you, sir. Brian Rowe, come here. Come on now, we're going somewhere. Run back yonder and tell me what you see. Run up on top of that mountain. Elijah told the servant of God, he said, go up and tell me what you see. He come back, he said, I don't see nothing. You can sit down, Brian. Brian Rowe, come here. Run back there to the top of the mountain and tell me what you see. What? Okay. Brian, you can sit down. See, this is what happened. The servant of God, Elijah, said, I want you to go run up to the top of the mountain and tell me what you see. He come back and he said, I don't see nothing. Hey, man, did you notice Brian's getting a little frustrated about right now? Hey, man. He only went three times. So that's the way it is with a child of God a lot of times. The man of God told the servant, he said, go tell me what you see. And he went, and he come back, said, I don't see nothing. He said, go again. He went seven times. Amen. We know that that's the number of completion. So that's the way that we are a lot of times. We know that it's there. It's prepared for us, but we don't see it. And we get frustrated waiting upon God. We get frustrated when God said, go look again. Go look again. Amen. But on that seventh time, the Bible said that the servant come back. And he said, what'd you see? Now this is just the way that God showed it to me this morning. Ever how He shows it to you, that's fine. But that's the way He showed it to me. The servant of God come back. And he said, I see a little cloud. I see a little bitty cloud. We say that it was the size of a man's hand, but that ain't what King James said. He said there is a cloud like a man's hand. Amen. I don't know, Pastor. if he saw anything. I really don't. But I believe that the Spirit revealed something unto him. He said, I see a little cloud like a man's hand, amen, rising up out of the sea. Now, I don't know what you see, amen, but I think that the servant of God has seen the hand of God coming up out of the sea. And I believe it was a right hand, which is authority, amen. We've got to take authority over our situation. You may not see your breakthrough. You may not see your miracle. You may not see your cloud. You can't hear it. You can't feel it. But you've got to take authority. Amen. Hallelujah. We're operating in the Spirit. I can't see it with my eyes. I can't hear it with my ear. I can't even feel it. Boy, don't you hate it when you can't feel it? Oh my God, I'm a man of feelings. You say hallelujah and I start crying. Amen. My boy told me last night, said, Dad, don't deal with pain good. I'm a man of feelings. Amen. When I can't hear it, and when I can't see it, and I can't feel it, there's something on the inside of me. That Holy Ghost Spirit that lives on the side of me reveals to me the things that God has prepared for me. I know that there's a sound of abundance of rain. Amen. There is a sound of abundance of rain. And this morning I feel that I'm going to see it. Amen. Come on now. Hallelujah. Praise be unto God. Hallelujah. Where am I at, Rhonda? Help me, Rhonda. I can't see it. I can't feel it. And I can't hear it. But the Bible says, speaking those things which be not as though they were. Amen. What did he see? I think he's seen the power. I've got a 3-day message. I was lying to y'all at the beginning. I could preach this for 3 days. Then Elijah told the servant, go up, tell Ahab, prepare his chariot and get himself off of this mountain, that the rain stop him not. Now this is what happened, amen. When the servant got convinced that God is really God, amen, and he seen what was going to take place, what God had prepared for him, the man of God told the servant of God, he said, this is what I want you to do. He said, I want you to go away, tell Ahab, you better get off this mountain. You better get your chariot and get off this mountain because it's fixing to rain. I got a word for somebody this morning. If you don't like rain, you better get in your chariot and get ready to ride because it's fixing to flow. Amen? It's fixing to fall on the family of God. The power. We're living in the last days, and the Bible said, in the last days I'll pour out my spirit upon all flesh. Your sons and your daughters are going to prophesy. Your sons and your daughters are going to prophesy. You're going to dream, and you're going to see vision, and you're going to see the power of God working in your life. You're going to hear it, you're going to see it, and you're going to feel it. Amen? Hallelujah. Praise team, if y'all come up. I didn't talk to Rhonda before the service, and I'm leaving it up to the Holy Ghost to reveal unto her what she needs to play. Amen. I thought about this, and this is a whole nother message in itself. I thought about one day, just real soon, just right out in front of us. It could be today. It could be this season. There's going to be a sound. The Bible said there's going to be a shout of an archangel. There's going to be a sound. The trump of God is going to sound. But you know the sad part? Everybody's not going to hear it. Amen? I don't know what your doctrine is. I don't know what your interpretation is. And I don't know how you see it. Amen. And I really don't even know myself. But I got my own vision and I'm going to stick with it. Pastor, I believe that one of these days, I don't know where I'll be. I may be standing right here. I may be in that old forklift. I may be laying in the bed. Amen. I might be laying on the operating table. But there's going to be a sound. And gravity's going to turn loose. And I'm going to go. Amen. I'm going to leave this world and I'm going to hear a sound. Amen. If I was here this morning and the trumpet blows and you're not just absolutely sure that you'd hear that sound. Amen. God has made a way. He's made a way through abundant forgiveness. He's made a way through abundant grace. He's made a way for you to hear that sound. Amen. Now, do you remember when you were young? Been a few years. But I remember as a kid, and we lived on an old dirt road. When we go through them times, Pastor, in July and August, man, it'd be hot. It'd be dry. It'd be brittle. Seemed like you ain't had rain in forever. Then all of a sudden, you'd see it. Be a little old cloud blow up. You say, then all of a sudden, the clouds would get black and the wind would start to blow and it'd start raining. You could see it. You could even smell it. And that's another message. Then all of a sudden, those big old raindrops would start falling out of the sky. And that old dirt road, it looked like baby powder. Then after a little bit, the ground would start to get saturated. Oh my goodness. I'm ready to sit in the presence of God and be saturated with the Holy Ghost. Amen. Had five brothers, five sisters. And we'd be out in the yard. And when that rain would start to fall, you know what you done as a kid? That's what you done. Amen. Let's stand our feet all over the house this morning. There is a sound. There is a sound of abundance. I don't know what you need this morning, but God has got it in abundance. He's got abundant supply of whatever you need. If you need to be filled with the Holy Ghost, He's more than able. If you need a financial breakthrough, God has got abundance. If you need a physical touch, God is able. Amen. But you've got to put on your spiritual ears, you've got to put on your spiritual eyes, and you've got to realize what God has already prepared for you. You know what? This is what, y'all pray for me. This is what we'll do. Boy, as soon as my breakthrough gets here, I'm going to dance and I'm going to praise the Lord for it. Amen? That ain't faith at all. So if I was here this morning, and I feel like there's fixing to be an outpouring of the Holy Spirit, amen, I'd just go ahead and run up to the top of the mountain, and I'd look, and I'd see, I see something. I see something, and it looks like a man's hand. Woo! That is the hand of God. As they sing, I don't know what you need. I don't know what you want. This altar is open if you need to pray. If you just want to pray where you're at. If you want to go ahead and claim your breakthrough this morning, as the rain is falling, just go ahead and step out in the aisles and just begin to dance you a jig. It'll be all right. It'll be all right. And maybe, you know what? Maybe this people from Florida will go back to Florida and say, oh, man, we went to North Alabama and it come a flood up there. Amen. Well, as they sing,